from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe that's how you felt last night watching those O'Keele Cruz plays. Listen to Bob.
I'm all shook up.
A fuzzy tree?
Maybe those plays by Cruz damage your heart. Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. Bob, I know you've had your fair share of heart problems that thankfully you've had remedied and fixed. You go into palpitations last night watching Cruz almost collide with Reynolds and cost the Pirates the game?
That was a tough one. Yeah, Tony. How are you, Mosey? It was one of those plays that you knew was the end of the inning. You got Alvarez. He hit it and he knew he was out. And somehow he got the third on the second part of that error. So, I mean, those are plays that you just can't give away, especially, you know, when you have nothing against Jake Woodruff on the mound.
Woodford. Jake Woodford. You got to get it right.
Reserve. I know. Whatever.
You ever had some Woodford reserve, Bob? A little orange zest in there?
I like the orange zest, yes. But anyway, the point is, bitters. Those are the games you had a 4-0 lead. You can't afford plays like that because, you know, Valdez is going to settle down, and he did. But they got to him early, 4-run lead. Boy, you have a sweep waiting to happen, and it slipped away. So, I mean, that happens because, though, it's in the pennant race the way it is and the wild card chase, it becomes overly magnified, and this has been.
Would you have pulled Cruz out of the game last night after that botched series of plays? No?
No. I think he's a young kid still going through. He's still too important to me. I can't give up on him. I can't send messages. You know, I talked to him, and I think Tellez did last night, but, I'm sure Derek Shelton had his moments. You know, patience is a big part of 162 games, and I think you've seen that with Rowdy Tellez, with back when Mitch Keller was first up and what the expectations were, and it took time. So, you know, he's pretty good judge of those kinds of guys. I think just chatting with him, maybe give him a day off once in a while here, I don't know what they do, but I wouldn't have yanked him.
Bob, would you consider or would you advocate for moving O'Neill Cruz to a new position this offseason and having him play somewhere other than shortstop starting in 2025?
It's funny, Christmas. Somebody called last night and mentioned that, but first base. I don't know if I do that. I still, you know, he still made some good throws. He's got a big arm. I know he's made a lot of errors. I still think this is sort of the, you know, the developmental stage of him as a major league player, and sometimes it takes a little longer. But he may be too big for that position. I mean, I thought that immediately when I first saw him play short at 6'7". You don't necessarily see 6'7" people play shortstop.
In fact, you never have. He's the first one to ever do it, Bob.
Right. So, I mean, that kind of stuff is unusual, and maybe he's just, you know, figuring out what he has to do. But so far, the defense has been a big problem. The offense is coming around, and I like that bat. So, no, I can't get rid of him or take him or move him. In the offseason, maybe I would experiment. Sure. Why not? That's what the offseason's for.
Bob, how do you ultimately then feel about this series in Houston with the way they served up yesterday's game on a silver platter but still found a way to win 2 of 3?
Well, because they won 2 of 3, I think it was a good series. 3-3 on the road trip. I was hoping for 4-2 for them because they were in a position to do it. But still, if you had told me at the beginning of that, especially the way it started with two losses to Arizona. They won that game on Sunday. I still don't know how, and they won on Monday. So all things considered, 3-3 is pretty acceptable.
Bob, where would you play Isaiah Falefa when he actually gets
out? Listen to Malzi.
That's Falefa. Pretty close. Where would you play him? Where do you think they get the most value? I know it's going to be second base, I guess, because Gonzalez is out. But would you consider dropping him into center field and not maybe assuming that Michael Taylor is going to continue to rediscover his hitting stroke? How would you use him, especially when Gonzalez is healthy?
Well, yeah, I don't know when that's going to be, but until then, he's my second baseman, I think. As far as Taylor, his bat's starting to come around. He made a nice catch last night, which I thought was one he wasn't going to get. So I think I wouldn't mess with him right now. But I think in time, sure, I would consider all options with that.
Bob, anything else for us?
Steelers? Golf?
What, hey,
Bob,
I got something for you.
I actually have something for you. You need to clear your calendar on September 3rd and come play in the Net Championship with me. You've got a handicap index. You can play in this thing. Play a little day of hooky at work on a Tuesday.
Oh, I'm sure they'd love that with football season ready to go here.
Is that a subtle comment about what you think of me doing this party?
No, I'm just saying, Bob here.
Thoughts,
he's
play
got
hooky.
Games to call.
Me, Kale Burger, you, it'll be unbelievable.
He's got rib fests to talk about.
Yeah, we got rid of best. And too bad Edmund's not around for those anymore.
I said the same thing to Donnie before the show.
He shined
in those spots.
That was his time to shine, and he knew it, Bob.
His antennas went up. He was so excited about digging deep in those ribs, one after another.
Sometimes
we went through a preseason game, and you wouldn't hear from him for about 7 minutes. That's because he was eating everything inside.
And you're talking about – and meanwhile, you're doing play-by-play about guys from Shippensburg who are getting carries, and Edmund's chowing down.
That's one of my favorite things about you on these preseason games. You get into it, even for the down-the-liners.
You have to, right? Future Bartenders of America, but right now they have a chance. And so that's what you do. I'm serious. You know, it's tough to get to this level, and just getting an invitation to be at a camp like this, you got to be a pretty special athlete.
Well, look at Beanie Bishop. He's a guy that's taking the ball and running with it, Bob.
Hey, that dude's making plays. I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up playing a lot, you know, as a rookie.
If he starts as a rookie, he'll be the first undrafted rookie free agent starter that I think any of us can remember, Bob.
Starting week one.
Well, Mike Hilton, but he was with New England first.
Yep.
So he was undrafted too, right?
And yeah, but I'm saying as a rookie starting week one after not getting drafted, that never happens, Bob.
Oh, that's probably true. I mean, even the ones who have taken time, whether that's Donnie Shell, Willie Parker, or Jalen Warren, they all start right off the back. So, yeah, that would be pretty – but it also undermines the problems they may have there, that they don't have anyone at this point doing it with Cam Sutton out.
Bob, prediction on the Pirates this weekend against Arizona. How many games do they win?
I say they're going to win 2 out of 3. Arizona's been hot. They won. They scored a lot of runs the other night when they won, I think, 17-0. And I just think that Skeens is going to win his game because they've lost 2 in a row with him on the mound, which is highly unusual for him given the way he's pitched. So I think they'll take 2 or 3.
And who will be the star of the series?
The star of the series for the Pirates. Aside from Skeens, who will pitch well, let me go and surprise you with Joey Bart.
Wow.
Bart,
all right, Bart. Thank you. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
Well, he's going to do he'll do that in only 2 games. He won't catch Skeens.
That's true. That'll be a grunt. Well, maybe they'll DH him, Malzi.
If he's crushing the ball, yeah.
I tell you what, his short swing is pretty amazing. I've never seen a swing like that. It's like a John Rahm of baseball.
Number 2 overall pick, so that we know the talent's there.
See you, Bob.
Yep. All right, guys. Bye-bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.